along with the US, countries in South America have seen a rise in right-wing governments in recent times. In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro still continues to command a massive number of followers. Wire reporters Juliano Oliveira and Rodrigo Pereira spoke to supporters of American President Donald Trump and Jair Bolsonaro to understand what their expectations are and what excites them about these leaders.
American Beverly Sue Watts is a moderator of the Donald Trump supporters group on Facebook. The group contains more than 32,000 members. Ms. Watts sees Mr. Trump as a non-political figure and the only person who is able to stand up to vested interests in the U.S.
I chose Donald Trump because he is a person who actually loves America. He is a businessman and he is not a politician. He is not part of the entrenched elite politicians that have been screwing America over for the last God only knows how many years, which is the reason that the Democrats and Republicans, both in these parties, absolutely despise him. They despise him because they fear him. Those are the reasons that I chose Donald Trump, because he has a plan for America, loves America, wanted to take us off of the track that we had been on, which was a fast road to one world government. And Barack Obama was put in that position, and everything that he did was to place America in jeopardy and put us where the one world government globalist elitist wanted us to be, bringing America back on track to where we can be America again and not some third world country that is going to be involved in socialism and become a socialist communist state. So
Ms. Watts says religious freedoms have been eroded in America and she expects Mr. Trump to restore them.
I expect for him to do everything that he can to make America back into a God-fearing country. We want our religious freedoms back. We want our constitutional freedoms and our constitutional rights restored, the ones they have been chipping away at. We pray for him and his family daily, and I would like to ask for everyone, anyone who can hear this message, to please pray for him, to please hold him up in prayer, and ask God to keep him safe and from all of the slings and arrows that Satan throws at him. We just ask that God would bless Donald Trump and America again.
Ms. Watts says Trump supporters are generally decent people.
I believe that most Trump supporters are just like me. They love everyone. They are not prejudiced. They are not bigoted. They are certainly not racist. And they accept people for who they are. And they also respect everybody else's opinion. They let them have their opinion. They don't, you know, go off on them and attack them for it.
Henrique da Silva, Brazilian police officer and Jair Bolsonaro's voter, says the president's privatization policy for state-owned companies and his policies on public security were some of the reasons that made him choose this candidate.
Regarding why I support Bolsonaro, the way he sees public security, being against reduction in sentences, benefits for prisoners, and also his policy for making prisoners work pay their own costs in jail, in order that the state doesn't have that cost. I think the same way. The liberal way he thinks of privatizing the state companies, I agree 100%. It has to be done. It is very high cost for the state and doesn't bring any return to the country. It is a consequence. If you privatize, you will no longer have that cost, then you can work with a policy of less taxes and inflation, because the cost to be paid by the state will be lower. So there is no need to collect as many taxes as nowadays. One thing is leading to another.
Mr. Silva hopes the president won't choose political allies for positions in publicly owned companies. And he also expects his welfare reform program to be approved by the parliament, which will increase the age of retirement for most categories of workers.
I supported Bolsonaro because I sympathize with some of his ideologies, although I disagree with others. But nobody's perfect. No one will please everyone. I believe he can can change the country, especially if he privatizes the companies. With this action, it's already reduced at least 50% of corruption because it will end up with political nominations in state-owned enterprises and then become technical positions with competent people to manage the country. I also think that after approving the welfare reform, Brazil is gonna change because there are a lot of companies waiting to invest here, but they don't have the conditions due to the instability, and with the approval, companies will start investing with industries.
According to him, Bolsonaro isn't afraid to express his opinions and he considers his positions to be the most appropriate for Brazil.
Óbvio.
Bolsonaro isn't the best option for Brazil, but our two former presidents also weren't. The Labour Party, during its years managing the country, had robbed everything that they could. I didn't want them again in any way. In the last election, we had countless pro-left candidates hidden under a mask of center politicians. I didn't want to risk by throwing away my vote, so I spent a long time studying Bolsonaro's propositions for public security and the economy, and in the end, I embraced his ideas. He didn't hide himself during the debates, and he said everything that he believes is right.
And that story was by Juliano Oliveira and Rodrigo Pereira.